Jesus, Jesus, baby, glory to you, Jesus, 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 we worship you, we love you, Jesus, Jesus, we adore you,
Jesus, baby, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for your omnipresent energy, we thank you that it's flowing everywhere present, we thank you for your love for us, that's within us, all around us, all through us. Thank you, Jesus. That is your name. That is the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, baby. And we love you, Jesus, baby.
Glory to you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the name of you, glorious, loving, Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Thank you for being on this earth. Thank you for creating this earth, Father Jesus. Thank you for creating our bodies, Creator Jesus. We thank you for your love of us that dwells within us. Thank you for putting that Holy Ghost within us. We love you, we praise you, we glorify you. Thank you for coming onto this world in a human body, a physical body. As a physical being, just like you and I, we have a physical God that we worship, and his name, baby, is Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eternal the glory, eternal the worship, eternal the praise you forever and ever. We are excited about you, oh great giant. Thank you for coming to earth on this great Christmas celebration, great Pentecostal celebration, and on the mighty 15:23. All love, worship goes to you. We thank you forever. Amen. That is right. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
You got that right, Jesus, baby. We love you. We praise you. We gratify you. Thank you, Jesus. For being a human being on this planet. Thank you for coming in the physical form of flesh on this planet, because this planet needs you now and forever. We thank you for that. We thank you that we can still praise Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy of our prayers. He's worthy because he is the supreme sacrifice. He is our creator. He is our redeemer. This brother man is our father, and he's our elder brother on this planet. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you for being here, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for all the power you possess. You are over all the power, even over the Holy Ghost. It's you who gives each one the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We love you for that, Jesus. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. May 15, 2016, Sunday, in honor of Jesus Christ, Pentecost celebration, Christmas celebration, Good Friday celebration. We just keep on celebrating Jesus. Jesus is the King of the Kings. Jesus is Lord of Lords. Jesus, you heard my sweetheart brother say, is the everlasting Father, the mighty God, the glorious King, the glorious God, the director of the universe and the director of the Holy Ghost. On every couch, sweeter than brick toast, more grander than beef pot roast, the Lord of hosts, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, whom we love the most. You see, sweethearts, this is the reality. This is the joy of living. The joy of living is living in joy. The joy of Jesus Christ. The joy of Jesus. You see, this is the reality. This is divine. This is fun fight. This is love fight. This is sanctified. This is purified. We go direct to the Son of God. We know that Jesus Christ is worthy of ultimate worship. You heard my sweet, loving brother stated it. It is truth. It is scripturally proof. 1 John 5:20, Hebrews 1, chapter, verse 6, St. John 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 14. It's all through the scriptures, baby. It's there. That Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died on the tree, died on the cross for the sins of humanity, Jesus Christ come to give us life. We know we have a full knowledge, and we know that the Son of God, Jesus, has come to give us an understanding to know Jesus, who is true. And we are inside of Jesus, even Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Verse 21 says, little kids or little children, keep yourselves away from idols. You see, this is joy. This is the joy of life. You cannot live without the Son of God. In the book of the Gospel of St. John, it says, he that hath the Son of God hath the life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not the life. All you churches and synagogues and mosques and assemblies and congregations and ashrams and kingdom halls and temples and churches and masjid, we welcome you to the come to Jesus Christ, the reality of life. We welcome you to worship the Son of God, to commune with the Son of God, Jesus, to become related to this great, wonderful being, as my sweetheart brother said, the brother man Jesus, the glorified prophet, the exalted high priest, and the supreme king of all kings, and the divine Lord of lords. God, a very God, begotten and not made, always was, always is, always shall be, worlds, galaxies, solar systems, universes without end, baby. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory be. So we're excited about this Christmas, Easter, Pentecost celebration as we're in this great month of May. It's a wonderful day on the beautiful May. It's been sunshine all day long. You see, sweetheart, you have the Son of God within you. You should be happy even on a cloudy day. You should be happy on a rainy day. You should be happy on a Zudu day. We know somebody who was happy on that, our great friend who just plants and bring forth wonderful flowers and fruits. We just thank you, Doug, for contributing to the earth and blessing the earth with your art of creation, with your art of manifestation through the creation, I should say, of Jesus. We thank you, Doug, sweetheart, and our beloved other partner, Don, for doing such great works on BBS. And loving people, blessing people, we thank you for manifesting your love on planet Earth. Because we, as the staff and sanctioners of Son of God University, we do love Doug and Don, don't we, my brother?
You got that right.
We love them
divinely.
God, Jesus, baby. We are excited for these wonderful, blessed ones who contribute to the earth and love flowers. Jesus said into God the Glory book, he said, look into the fragrance, rejoice in the fragrance of a flower. Look at the flower and smell the aroma and know that Jesus Christ is divine creator. You see, sweethearts, saints, when you look at the little things, like the creation, the flowers, the buds on the trees, the plants, the pomegranate, my brother's favorite fruit, and kiwi, and I love it too. It's like you look at these things, and you can see the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, you know that we have come in many years, various years, to exalt Jesus Christ and to inform you that the name of Jesus is powerful. My brother, is Jesus kind of greater than Satan, the angel?
You know, some religions do say there's all kinds of doctrines. I don't want to go in out that.
Right.
But we know that Jesus is not the brother of Satan or whatever. We know that Jesus is a creator. Jesus is our Father. He created this earth.
You mean he's above angels?
If he created this earth, the angels are working for him.
Oh, thank you.
If he's the creator of this earth, angels are under Jesus' administration, you know.
Yes.
And everybody on this earth is under the Jesus. Remember, he's Lord of lords.
Yes.
He's King of kings. He is the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Jesus, baby, he's the one. So everybody on this earth is under the jurisdiction of Jesus, the Son of God. Who said that? The Father decreed it, and so it is, baby.
Yes. You got that right, sweetheart. Because if the Father said it, hey, he's sanctioning it, because the Father got the fight, he told us, and he puts the first chapter, verse 6, let all the angels of God worship my firstborn Son, Jesus, who was coming into the world. That was the first Advent of Christmas celebration, when the Lord Jesus Christ took on human form, came out of the heavenly realm of spirit and light, and took on human body. Now think of that. We're worshiping a God that, in a sense, looked like us. We look like him. Jesus Christ is not only a celestial being, like we told you yesterday, month. Jesus Christ is a celestial being and a divine human being, a glorified being, glorified by the Holy Spirit, the eternal energy of love. We want to stay young. You want to be healthy. You want to be wealthy. You want to be happy. You want to be president like Donald Trump. Hey, baby, turn to Jesus. Worship Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Honor Jesus. Because as we give glory to Jesus and we worship him and we stay under the administration of Jesus and we submit ourselves to Jesus, we will be raised up on high, as the scripture has said. All we who love Jesus, we shall prosper in light, life, wealth, happiness, beauty, flower planting, garden planting, tree planting, the things of the earth that are simple and yet powerful, sweethearts. This is joyful. I am just so proud of my engineers. You know, they are just, wow. Like speaking about the planting, and because some people take that for granted. You know what I mean? They got rough soil, and they still plant, my brother. That's divine.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of niggas would just give that up. They wouldn't plant nothing. The only thing they'd try to plant is some marijuana and smoke a blunt, you see? But those brothers, they plant, and they got the different, what do you call that clay in the ground? It's kind of hard to grow stuff. And they get the manure, whatever they need, and they work it in the name of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic. That shows the glory of Jesus. You see, sweethearts, we're not religious geeks. We're not religious people. We are loving people. We are inspiration of truth. We're here to help direct you and guide you into the power that is inside of you, the Holy Spirit of love, the whole I Spirit of God. We are here to turn you on to the light of lights that is within you. We are here to let you know you have access to this great Christ that we're into. You have freedom. You have divinity in you. You got the most powerful atomic energy living on the inside of you. It's real.
It's real, baby.
Glory, Jesus.
God, Jesus, baby.
Yeah,
that
baby.
That power is real. That power is itching for you. It's saying, God, Jesus, baby.
That's
God,
right.
Jesus,
Jesus
baby.
Baby.
It's pumping in your heart. I don't care what religion you are, that God, Jesus, baby, is pumping you up. It's there. It is your inner consciousness. It is your inner guide. It guides you into all truth, that goes holy, that every single being. And now we have beings listening to us on this planet Earth. We have beings listening to us in the heavenly realms, the celestial realms. It's thousands of realms. Then we have people in the hellish realms that's listening to us now. This is some kind of radio program. We are on a planetary system revival here. We got people from different realms that are listening. But the most prevalent is like the one, especially on Earth, because you have a lot of choices now to make. And so, but we are talking to many different beings. And by saying that, the power of the name, Jah Jesus, the power of the name, use the name, utilize that name. When you say that name, you know, angels come immediately. When you say that name, the Holy Spirit is ready to activate. When you say that name, the gods and goddesses come to your beck. When you say that name, that gets Jesus, the Son of God, attention. When you say that name, that even triggers the Father, you know,
right.
Jehovah. Everybody is triggered by the power of the name Jesus. It's a shame that the churches, the Christian churches, don't use it. But it's a power of the name, especially on this earth, because remember, Jesus, he's the Lord of this planet. And then the Holy Ghost has the same name. What benefit?
That's powerful.
You know,
brother.
That's powerful right there. You got, you know, the name of the Holy Ghost and the Son of God. I mean, hey, what? I mean, you can't go wrong. And then you have this Son of God that's reverenced throughout the universes when he goes, because remember, he has a physical body. And like my loving brother said, he has a celestial body. The Father, the glory of the light, Jehovah, he only has a celestial body. It's very few beings that have came that has a celestial and a physical. And that's a son of God.
Right.
Mostly gods and goddesses that's from other worlds, they just have a celestial body. Even the fathers, they only have a celestial body. And definitely the son of God underneath. Because remember, it's trillions of worlds, my loving brothers and sisters. You think you're the only one? No. It's trillions. Now, this God Jesus stands out because of who he is. You know, it's no other being in the universe like him. Because remember, he put this plan together on planet Earth. There's no other plan like this. You know, everybody is living in a celestial world. They're not living in a physical world like this. Jesus designed this. So when you sin, the world doesn't come crumbling down like it used to when the Father was in charge.
Right.
You see, Jesus stepped up to the plate and said, hey, I want a plan here that, hey, when people sin, they don't all of a sudden just disintegrate,
right,
or the world falls apart. So that's why everything is made such hard. You see, everything is hard and rigid, yes, and everything like that, because Jesus has, if you make a mistake, then you can get up and keep going. You know, you overcome the mistake. See, he had a plan for you, and it's a plan for everybody on this planet to overcome, to become a god or goddess. And that's why we owe him a great deal, you know, this Jesus, because it wasn't the Father, Jehovah. No, it was Jesus who designed it with his infinite intelligence. You see, no other son of God, even Father, ever thought of this. Only Jesus, he thought of it. And that's why he's heralded wherever he goes in the universe. People look at him and say, whoa, this being is dynamic. Man, how come he's glowing so much? Because he has a dense body. He has a physical body and a celestial body. And he's a father. He's a redeemer. I mean, who is this guy, you know? So people hail this king that we have. On earth, we don't think none of it. Oh, it's just Jesus. But you taking it for granted because you don't want to use his name. And remember, you can only get the Holy Ghost through Jesus. That's the only way you can get the, he's major. You can't get the Holy Ghost no other way. Only going through the Son of God, Jesus.
I thought I come from the President of the United States and the President of Germany. I guess I was an April Fool's man.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm thinking you was in my...
Like, good, we are.
But anyway, back to this Jesus is dynamite, man. He's something to reckon with. I mean, this Jesus is glowing. You talking about glowing. He is glowing. When people see him, they say, whoa, what kind of being is this? And that's what we should be saying on this planet Earth. Do not take the Son of God for granted. He is dynamite. You know, you haven't seen his full glory. If he comes, he'll destroy the Earth. Because he's so dynamic. He can't come to this Earth right now with all that glory. He has so much glory. He has to come hid up because he is a powerful being. He is a dynamic being. And by saying that, you should be worshiping him day and night. And don't forget to ask for that ghost holy.
Yes.
You're going to need that Holy Ghost of things that's happening in this world left and right. You know, like me and my brother were saying, oh, this has happened, that's happened. Man, it's so much stuff happened. No other planet in the universe so much stuff happens as on planet Earth. It's just like, man, people from other worlds, they do not, if they envy it, but then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, man, look at all that stuff going on. How can they take that, you know? But, you know, you can become out glorious and victorious by having all this stuff going on, because by overcoming it and becoming a god and goddess, you will be dynamite, baby. You will be something just like Jesus, glowing with the physical body, glowing, and they'll know you from Earth, from the hand, the finger, the handprint. They'll know you're from Earth. You know, only Earth people have that, you know. So you will be dynamic. You want to be dynamic being? Follow Jesus' principles. And they're simple. They're easy. Sometimes it seems like it's hard when you're going through stuff,
right.
But his principles are easy, and he made them so simple. You know, love. How you get the love? Through the Holy Ghost. How you get all this stuff? It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. How do you forgive? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. How do you love? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything is through the power. Once you get that in your brain cells, and then how is your subconscious mind get redeemed? Because once that's redeemed, then your whole body starts to illuminate and become young. It's through the power. Everything is the power. It's a power that's working in you. And the power of the Holy Ghost, the name Jah Jesus, that power, when you have that power going, anything can happen. Anything can be dissolved. Anything can be solved. Because remember, you're working with the greatest force in the universe, the Holy Ghost, when Jah Jesus gave it to you. Remember that Holy Ghost is in every cell. When he descended on us, in every cell in your body, from head to toe, everywhere that divine intelligence is. And once that intelligence gets in you and starts working with you, and you start working with that divine intelligence, nothing can harm you. Nothing can happen to you. I don't care what can happen on this earth. Remember, you have the ghost holding. You have that infinite intelligence. You have Jah Jesus intelligence flowing through you in your mind, in your spirit. It's there. It's omnipresent 24/7, baby. It's always with you. It never leaves you. You know, like some people say, I don't want you leaving this. Remember, you have a force that's always there. You don't need to worry about anything. God, Jesus' power is there. It's there when you're sleeping at night. It's protecting you. When you're awake, when you're driving, whatever you're doing, that omnipresent, as you're aware of it, is there. It's your protection force. It's your life force. It keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. When you fall down, it picks you up, and it revitalizes you. That power is a power within you, the God within you, the God that Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. He was telling you about the power. He said, it's at hand. He said, it's at hand. It's not far away. It's right here now. It's here. It's now. It's not going to come when Jesus comes back. If he comes, that power is here now. It's here activating right now. We're living in the now, not 2,000 years back in the past or going forward looking for some lot of questions or looking for Jah Jesus, the physical being, to come by. No, baby, you should be dealing with the Holy Ghost now. That is your Redeemer. That is your Savior. That's the one that redeems you. Jah Jesus did his thing. He came to earth. He shows you the way. You can praise him. You should praise him. But he wants you to get in touch, baby, with the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is in you. It redeems you. It is your Redeemer. It is your Savior, so to speak. It's going to save you. It's going to help you. It's with you all the time. It's with you all the time. You can commune to it. You can commune to Jah Jesus. It's there all the time. It never takes a break. It's with you. And once you get that in your mind, that omnipresent energy, that Christ energy, that cosmic energizer, it's there, baby. It's all around you. Especially when you get the power of the Holy Ghost, then it's more alive to you. You have it within you. Everybody has it. But when you get the power of the Holy Ghost electrifies your whole body with the intelligence. So all your organs, all your minds, everything is electrocuted with the Holy Ghost. Then you're rocking and rolling, baby, because you are a power to reckon with. You are a powerful being because you have the power of Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right, sweetheart. You heard it live right here from my living brother, loving brother on planet Earth. We are here live on planet Earth all over the galaxy, and we're teaching the everlasting truth of Jah Jesus. My brother, is it true that the Son of Man, Jah Jesus, has power to forgive sins on Earth?
Jah Jesus has power to forgive sins. Oh, yeah. Without Jah Jesus, he can forgive sins, whatever. He can do whatever he wants. He's the God.
I thought only God, Jehovah.
No, Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this planet.
Oh.
No, Jehovah. Sorry, say Jehovah. No jurisdiction
on this planet.
You have no. Very powerful being.
Yes.
Very loving
being. Is he kind of like an almighty God?
he's, you know, it's no kind of.
Oh, he is. Jehovah is. Okay.
Yeah. See, Jehovah gave this to the sun.
That's right.
So all Jehovah does is come and make trouble on the planet.
Yes.
Good trouble.
Good trouble.
He likes, he loves the earth.
We had a witness to that earlier, didn't
we? Yeah. He loves the planet earth.
Yes.
So see, he gave it all to his son. So he can come here and enjoy. What's going on here?
That's
Let's
right.
see what's happening on the planet earth, sweetie. Let's see what's going
yeah.
on. I can tell you what's going on. I said, well, I don't know if I want to hear all this.
Right.
He said, I can tell you what's going on, man. There's a lot going on in here. I said,
right.
I know that. There's no doubt in my mind, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, he likes stuff going on, you know.
That's right.
But he's a very loving being. But God, Jesus is in charge. He
in
gave
charge.
All power and authority to God, Jesus. So he can come and just enjoy it, you know, because he's not in charge here.
That's right.
You know, Jesus in, charge.
In charge.
I know a lot of our brothers on this planet and sisters still play that old raggedy prayer, you know, Father,
well,
this is and that.
Uh-huh.
It's not going nowhere.
Right.
It's not going nowhere. You're wasting time. You might as well, like I say, pray to Trump.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to win the president. Pray
yeah.
to him.
He's a great
Why,
leader.
You know, he's right here. Why pray to the Father? He don't hear you. He don't hear you. You're wasting your time. He keeps pointing to the Son.
Right, right.
Oh, to the Son. Pray to my Son. Start praising to Jesus. You want some results to happen? Praise
yes.
to the Son.
That's
Don't pray
right.
to the that deadbeat prayer to the Father.
Right.
It's not happening, baby. This is God Jesus' plan.
Amen. You got that right, sweetheart, because we are living in the New Testament age, sweetheart. We are living in the New Testament of our Lord and Savior, God Jesus Christ. And God Jesus Christ, it's been declared in St. Matthew, I told you many moons ago, many months, on the 28th chapter, verse 17, 18, 19, 20, Where it says, and they held Jesus by the feet and worshiped Jesus before he ascending up. They held him because he was going up, and they held him and worshiped Jesus. And then it says, some niggas had the nerve to doubt, my brother. It says, some worship him and others doubted him. How can they look at the glorified being and doubt? They was a full-fledged nigbite. They had a problem right there. They was a lizard head. Because they were in his presence, the one that got the holes in the hand, resurrected from the dead, and raised Lazarus from the dead, healed the lady with a period blood issue, and all other deals, fed 5,000 men plus women and children. That came up to be 25,426 humanoids. Fed those people, and then the nigga still doubted. Something's wrong with that picture. They must have been a bad Democrat that day. I tell you, God have mercy on them. Jesus is mercy. So, sweethearts, what are we saying? We're saying that the Son of Man, who is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has the full power to forgive sins on the earth. And like my sweetheart brother said, you can go straight to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is maximized because of the mercy of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is maximized on the planet earth because Jesus Christ sacrificed his life. Jesus Christ shed his holy blood. Jesus Christ was rose from the dead by the Holy Ghost. Wake up, people. The inner spirit of Christ Jesus raised him from the dead. The same eternal energy that raised up Jesus from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies, and we shall keep on living and not die. St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 41, 47, 48, 50, 51. St. John, 8th chapter, verse 51. Those that live forever, scripture. Jesus said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never manifest death in his being. He shall never die. Then he said, believest thou this, Nigbite? He didn't say Nigbite. That's the sweetie translation. But it's like, in other words, you stiff-necks, can you believe what I'm telling you? Jesus also said, if you believe that I am, you shall live. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Does that sound like a being God? Hell no, player. That sounds like a loving God.
You got that
right.
You see,
Jesus Christ is merciful. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The love of our Lord Jesus Christ be in you. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ saturate you. Now just think, sweethearts, we are fun fire. We are more happier than Disneyland and Disney World. We're more happier than all Disney broads. We're just happy chicks, sweetheart. How are we happy? And I don't mean nothing by saying Dizzy Broad not referring to women or men or lesbians. We are just saying the slang words that get the people's attention to let you know that we are happy in Jesus Christ. When you have the light of Christ, you are happy for the rest of your life. When you make Jesus Christ your light, you are a happy chick. When you live whoopsie doopsie, you are a whoopsie doopsie chick. So, sweethearts, you have a choice. This is the world on planet Earth. And Jesus Christ gives us a choice. We can come to him or we can reject him. We can be a Muslim or we can be a Buddhist. We can be a Christian or we can be an atheist. You can be an agnostic. It's all up to you. But common sense say, hey, player, come to Jesus Christ. All ye gang members, all ye saints, all ye pussy whip men, all ye dick whip women, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize the happiness, recognize the joy, recognize the power. Oh, human race, do you not know that you have power within you? The still small voice that guides you and protects you, the still small voice that tells you something to avert a physical tragedy. Do you know that intelligence that lives within you, that is the light of the universe, which is the light of the stars, which is the light of infinity, known as the AKA Holy Spirit, the light of Jah, Jesus Christ. Remember, Jah, Jesus Christ is far supreme than any angelic being. Jah, Jesus Christ, there's no match against the devil. The opposite of Jesus is not devil. The opposite of Jesus is Jesus. You see, how can that be? Because he works through the omnipresent Holy Spirit. There is no opposite of him because Jesus is the king of the ionosphere, the king of the stratosphere, the king of the atmosphere, the king of the hemisphere. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, baby. Jesus Christ is what makes us excited. Jesus Christ gives us the health in our bodies. Our cells are jubilated because we have the spirit of Jesus Christ. Think about that, sweethearts. Think about that, oh, you great Presbyterians, all ye denominations of the world. Think about that, that this intelligent light, this eternal force of love, this great and mighty atomic energy, this great and mighty Holy Ghost, this great and glorious Holy Spirit lives in, like my brother sweetheart said, in the cells of our very thumb. Look at my big thumb, bro. I got a thumb. I can put my nose on my thumb, and then I can remove my nose off my thumb. Or should I say, take my thumb off my nose. Now my brother's putting my nose back on my thumb, and now he's taking my nose back off my thumb. We can move. Why? We have our being and our living power. We have our being inside the Holy Spirit. We have our access of life. We got the access code. J-E-S-U-S-E. Precy J-A-H. That spells J-J-S-U-C. You see, sweethearts, we got J-J-S-U-C. We got the name of J-Jesus for others. J-Jesus. We got J-Jesus. 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 Every demon in hell will tremble. Let me give you a demonstration. Devils, we bind you to the pit of hell in the name of J-Jesus,
baby.
You see, the devils can't take that name. They cannot take the name of the Son of God, neither can they take the name of the Spirit of God. We got Jesus surrounding us, inside of us, all inside of our being, in our intestines, liveth the Lord Jesus Christ, in our minds, our conscious mind, subconscious, superconscious, blended, supreme conscious mind, liveth and reigneth the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of our life. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Who is the church? Not the million mouth denominational movement, but it is the living being, you and I. The church is a walking, living, blood bought by Jesus Christ, tongue-talking through the Holy Ghost, binding devils to the pit of hell, sanctified individual. That's us, baby. That's my sweetheart brother, and that might be me, too. Is that me, too, my brother?
You got that right, Jesus, baby.
You see that, sweetheart? Jesus, baby. We are living inside of Jesus. So we are excited. Why are we enthused? Why do we have a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he was born in Jerusalem? No, not only that. Because he's the creator? Not even that. And that's, yes, it is. But because he loves us and we love Jesus. We live inside of Jesus Christ. We get the benefits of the Holy Spirit. And we can thumb our noses, baby. And we don't mean a negative thumb your nose like you heard, but it's like you take your thumb and you bend that thumb and you put the back of the thumb on your nose, and then you take the, and then my brother takes his thumb and take his me nose off of his nose and my thumb. You're not understanding this, but that's okay, sweetheart. You're kind of in a different realm. You don't know what's going on, but that's okay. sit back and eat a Kit Kat bar. That's what the commercial says. But we don't promote candy because we don't care for candies and we don't endorse candies. But you can eat Luna's cough drops. They taste good. You can get the cough away. My brother, we were chewing on one earlier, and we just had a ball. You know, wild cherry flavor. You see? So, therefore, Luna's cough drops got free advertisement. They can, and we won't even charge them. They can write the check to us. $1 billion that we ever we're having fun, sweethearts. You see, you got to break down. You got to laugh a little. Isn't that right, my brother?
You got that right.
You can't be a constipated poo-poo, constipated personnel where you're just a stiff-necked, hardcore, mean son of a, I won't say bitch. I'm not going to say bitch on the airwaves. I'm not going to say
Did
the
you say
word.
That? No,
I didn't say bitch. No. Oh, sweetheart. You know, we're not going to be dogs. We're going to be gods under the big God, Jesus Christ.
You got that.
You see, sweethearts, you got to loosen up. You need to call on the name of power. Remember, like we said earlier, the name of Jesus, binds devils to hell. The name of Jesus protects us from all harm and danger. But the good news, you got to believe it. You got to believe it like we believe it. You must believe. He that believeth, the book of Mark says, by the living Jesus, and is baptized, the same shall be saved. The Nigbai who do not believe, they damned already. You see, you got to believe in the Son of God, baby. It helps you. It ain't for my benefit. It's for your benefit and really all of us benefit. Because the more we come to Christ, the more paradise we make earth. Think of that, sweethearts. We can make earth paradise. Not only by growing flowers and fruits and vegetables and beautiful gardens, but by glorifying the eternal energy that lives in our dick, in our thumbs, in our mind, in our soul, in our breasts, in our intestines, in our aorta, in the heart. Think about this, sweethearts. Not the ministers don't tell you the Holy Spirit liveth within you, but by golly, I tell you in the book of Corinthians, it says, know ye not, your body is the temple of Holy Spirit. Your body? I thought it was just the spirit man, my brother. Is it true that the physical body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Definitely. The physical body
How can that be?
It's vitally important. Why do you think we have this physical body?
To eat food.
to eat food. But
play football.
God Jesus created this wonderful, glorious body to be glorified.
I thought Senator Ted Cruz created this body.
That deadbeat, no. But moving on. But no, this body is created to be glorified. It's this body is life. It always wants to give life.
Oh, okay.
It's a life being body. You know. So when you sick, it lets you know.
You get
sick,
that right. Yes.
It lets you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's a blessing. So you know how to heal it. Be still, heal, take some medicine, whatever. This body is full of life. Even without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's still a life being body. This body wants to live. It wants to live forever.
Right.
But you have to live the principles of God Jesus. This physical body is vitally important. Some people think, you have it, you just die, just go away. No. God Jesus created this for you can glorify this body just like he glorified it. You think he just gave you this body for you can just throw it away in the dirt and let it rot?
No.
No, that's wasting his creation.
<You're>
if
right.
you want to go that way, it's
go
okay.
Ahead. That's right.
Everybody has a choice.
Yes.
He gave you this body so you can become gods and goddesses and have this body glorified like he had his body glorified. So basically, you're Jesus Christ Jr.'s.
Right.
And God underneath the big God, God Jesus.
And Ted Cruz.
If you like that Ted Cruz, bless that brother.
Not the interruption of my brother, but the Holy Spirit is moving. Let us set the record straight for you people who think we don't like Ted Cruz, the senator, who we give him credit that he was very strong running the race against my son, Donald John Trump. Now, Ted Cruz is a senator of America in Texas. He ran a great campaign. We got to give it to him, would you say?
Oh, yeah,
He ran a great campaign against Donald Trump. And he was one of the most enduring ones that lasted with over 500 or pretty close delegates. Now, you heard my brother say, no, Tom Cruise, Ted Cruz, deadbeat. Now, he's not downgrading the Republican Party. No, no, no. I want you to understand that, sweetheart. We say things to make you think. We love, and if my brother is agreement, a disagreement, he would tell me, but I know he's on the line. My brother and I love Senator Ted Cruz. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We may not agree, and that's the freedom of the Republican Party or Democrat Party or whatever party you may be, or Socialist Democratic Party. We don't even hate Hillary Crook. I mean, I'm not going to say crooked Hillary.
Yes, you were. Sometimes.
Okay.
Crooked.
Glory to Jesus. We love crooked Hillary. Hillary, we love you, sweetheart, but we're not for you. But we do love you. And we heard on the news, and we heard the nominee call her crooked Hillary. But, you know, they're supposed to do that. Donald Trump's supposed to do that. When you have a debate with your opposing party, you're supposed to call them crooked Hillary, lying Ted. You know, and then now we don't want to bring up the past and the negative. What we're saying, you heard the CNN. I'm sure you keep up with the news. You saw where Ted Cruz suspended his campaign, and Donald Trump came back and gave him great glory, great compliment, and I thought that was so classic. He said, you know, Ted Cruz ran a hell of a race. I thought that was good. He didn't call him lying, Ted. He didn't, you know why? Because you do that when you're in competition. Even when I was in bodybuilding competition, you call people names, you dog them on purpose. You was with me, my brother, when I went to the competition, you see. But when you have succeeded, like right now, the candidate, nominee Trump, is the nominee for the Republican Party, the Royal Republican Party. And so, therefore, Trump don't no longer have to call Ted Cruz or Lion Ted or John Kasich sleepy. You know, you don't have to do that because why? They all suspended their campaign, which really what they were saying, what I'm picking up, they acknowledged that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for the United States presidency of the United States of America. So you may hear us say things and use terminology, and to set the record straight, don't offend no Ted Cruzers, Ted personnel. We love Ted Cruz, and we do not lie. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ is looking at us, and we know that the Lord Jesus Christ can see us, and we are in love with Lord Jesus Christ. And if we didn't like him, we say we don't like him. But we love Ted Cruz. I like him. We even love Crooked Hillary. I'm not going to say Crooked Hillary, but we love Hillary. Why did I say Crooked Hillary? Because the nominee has used those terms. And on CNN and Fox, they use the terminology on some of the talk shows. Why is this relevant to Son of God University? Oh, by far, it's relevant, sweetheart. Why? Because you take what you know in spirituality and you apply it in everything that you do, like this stuff. We're talking about presidential candidates, and we said, is Ted Cruz, don't he the one that gives the Holy Spirit? And he said, not deadbeat, don't. My brother is not condemning the guy. He's showing you, and the comparison, now think about it. You compare me to Jesus, I could be almost considered a deadbeat. Why? I'm not a deadbeat, but how could it be? There is none equal the goodness of Jesus. You see what I mean, my brother? Mm-hmm. And we try to make the world understand that. There is anointed beings on planet Earth, the seven spirits under the throne of Jesus Christ. And there are high beings in Melchizedek priesthood walking the earth today, proclaiming the everlasting, ever-living God spell of Jesus Christ. But there is none who can equal Jesus Christ in the comparison. We become like him. We become one with him. But he always is ahead of us. So you in the outside world, in the Republican world, in the political world, I hope you got an understanding. We love Teddy Cruz. Mm. He's a cool guy. He's from Texas. He has different views. He's an American citizen, I believe, in Canada, or whatever, how that works, you know. But bless him. Bless him. And we wish him well, and we hope he will promote the nominee. That is right now. That'd be Donald John Jesus Trump. So you who have listened to us for the month, you kind of pick up a personality that who we are. We are very excited. We are joyful beings. We are loving beings. And we tell it like it is. And we don't sugarcoat it. And we don't butter up. And I haven't found that one human being on earth that I hate. I love all. My brother, how in the earth, how in the world, how in the hell do I love everybody, including Hillary Clinton on planet Earth?
You mean Hillary Crooked Clinton? Okay. But moving on, no. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, that's the only way you can love anybody. You cannot love without that power. We keep talking about over and over again, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, it's a power to love. It's a power to forgive.
Yes.
It's a power to heal. It's all about the power of the Holy, because without the power, you can't do anything. You see, people are looking for a power. They're looking for the Holy Ghost as a power. They may try drugs. They may try alcohol. They may try sex. They're looking for a high. They're looking for that power. The power is in the Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit.
Yes.
And once you get that power, you can forgive, you can love, you can do all things through Jesus.
That's
what the Scripture says. It's through the power you can do it. You know, you won't hold grudges. You won't. You find yourself not doing. You find things just melting away because you have the power of the Holy Ghost. It's only through the power you can do these things. You can't do it yourself. You can't do nothing. Basically, we're deadbeats.
Right.
You know, without the power, we're deadbeats.
That's right.
Let's face
it.
If you don't have, you're a deadbeat. You know, I call Guru. I just say that.
Right.
But
right.
He's not really a deadbeat.
No.
You know, bless him. He's from the Texas. I think he's the.
A senator of Texas?
Texas.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bless him.
Right.
I hope he can go and do wonderful things for that great state of Texas.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, it's a power
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
It's the power that gives you the power to forgive, like my brother, and to love.
Yes.
You know, without that power, we couldn't do anything. I couldn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. My brother couldn't do nothing.
That's right.
Even Jesus used the power.
Right.
Now, if he uses it, why in the hell shouldn't we be using it?
That's right.
Even the Father, Jehovah,
he
used
created
the power.
With the power. That's right.
So you got to think about that. Jehovah used the power.
Yes.
Jesus, he used the power.
Uh-huh.
Now, what in the hell are we doing? We need that power to live our life on this planet Earth. Because once you get that power, you'll be free. You'll be free from all the negative traits you have.
Amen.
It'll melt right away.
That's right.
You know, it's through the power of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is his name, baby.
Yes, you get that right, sweetheart. You know, is the Holy Ghost a loving power? Or is it like a nice power?
There's no such thing as a nice power. It's a loving power.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we have our things on niceness. There's no
right.
such thing as nice.
That's right.
Jesus is not nice, you know.
Right.
But it's a loving power.
Okay.
You know. And that power can rebuke you.
Yes, it can.
See, it's
we're
a loving.
We're living witnesses.
Yeah.
We're saved.
Yeah. So it's a loving power.
Yes.
And it can rebuke you. But it's still a loving power.
Amen.
It's
That's
a
right.
loving power guided with wisdom.
You get that right, sweetheart. So you see, sweetheart, let us pray. I'm going to show you how much we love. Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you for blessing the President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama. Guide him and direct him and protect him. Thank you, God Jesus. Thank you for blessing the Vice President of the United States of America, Vice President Joseph Biden. May he be the right-hand assistant and helper of the presidency of the United States, and may he help endorse the constitutional rights. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing and guiding the Vice President and both the President and his family and the Vice President and his family. We thank you, sweet God Jesus, for blessing the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. We thank you so much, Jesus. The cannon! Thank you, Jesus, for strengthening them. And we thank you for blessing the presidential hopefuls and the candidates that are now in the Republican Party, Donald Trump, which is nominee. Thank you, sweetheart, for blessing him and his family. We thank you for blessing the last two that endured with Trump. Known as Senator Ted Cruz and Senator, Governor John Kasich. Thank you, sweetheart, for blessing them, blessing their families. We thank you for blessing Senator Bernie Sanders of the Democratic Party. And we thank you for blessing him and his family. May they prosper in the light of Jesus Christ. We thank you for blessing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her family. And may they prosper in you, Jesus. We love them, and we have no animosity against them. And thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to live in America, even if we're over in another country. We are mindset to bless America because it's the blessed nation that thou hast blessed, and it has rose up as a Christian nation. Amen. And the solid royal name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus, baby.
Good day, good night, good light, good Christ. Good day. Have a good day. We will see you next time on, again, through the airwaves on May 29th. God's willing, Christ willing, as Jesus Christ directs. And the canon is playing the joyful music as we say good day. May Jesus Christ bless all of us and all of you, and may you prosper in the light of his glory.
Jesus baby.